there are no holiday decorations, as is the tradition around Bethlehem. President Biden delivered a Christmas message along with a video of the decorations at the White House.
The lone star, shining brighter than all the rest, guiding us to the birth of a child. A child Christians believe to be the Son of God, bringing hope, love, and peace, and joy to the world.
The president said Christmas still has the power to lift us up, to bring us together, to change lives, to change the world. CBS's Leah Mishkin has a roundup of other Christmas celebrations around the world.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis presided over the annual Christmas Eve Mass, focusing on a message of hope. Across the globe, other church leaders also prayed for peace in the West Bank town of Bethlehem and on the streets of Ukraine. Thousands gathered to release Christmas wishes on paper lanterns in Athens.
And there was a midnight mass at the newly reopened Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. There's even a Christmas celebration in Earth's orbit.
This is the 25th Christmas for Americans on the space station. This is the second Christmas in space for Sunny Williams, her stay extended by problems with the spacecraft that brought her there.
There's seven of us up here, and so we're going to get to enjoy company together.
The crew's Christmas video shows Williams wearing reindeer antlers and the three other Americans in Santa hats.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas!
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
An Azerbaijan Airlines flight from Azerbaijan to Russia has crashed in Kazakhstan. There were 62 passengers and five crew on board. At least 32 people have survived. More than 30 likely died. Video of the crash shows the plane bursting into flames as it hits the ground and bloodied passengers stumbling out. A report out of Russia claims the pilot was trying to make an emergency landing after a bird strike. If you find a Mega Millions ticket in your stocking, sorry. More from CBS's Michael George.
There was no billion-dollar Christmas Eve miracle for Mega Millions players. No ticket matched all six numbers in last night's Mega Drawing. But that means Friday's jackpot is now estimated to be $1.15 billion. Here are last night's numbers, 11, 14, 38, 45, 46, and a Mega Ball of 3.
Friday's jackpot will be the fifth largest in Mega Millions history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
It is going to be cloudy today on Christmas Day. Our high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a little patchy fog, could get frosty with temperatures dropping into the low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? Palace warm, mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness.
Radio WFHR.
The Arts Council of Southwood County is ringing in the new 2025 year with a bang. Buy your tickets now for these talented performances. First, January 31st at 7:30 p.m., Jeff Allen's Are We There Yet comedy show. Then Thursday, February 20th at 7:30 are the Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of Theater. And finally, the smooth melodies of Billy Joel and Elton John starring Michael Cavanaugh. Tickets are available online at savorthearts.com, so don't wait. Get yours today and save your seat for cool vibes and hot entertainment.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, this is Chuck Gennaro from WFHR, taking just a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Hello, this is Pamela Hilke, the traffic director here at WFHR, and I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Hello, this is Melissa Kay, news director and co-host for Mornings with WFHR. I want to wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season filled with love and joy.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. On this Christmas Day, Pope Francis is delivering his traditional Urbi et Orbi address from St. Peter's Basilica.
La misericordia di Dio dissolve l'odio.
God's mercy
e lo spirito di vendetta.
And the spirit of revenge.
The Pope is calling for arms to be silenced in war-torn Ukraine. President Biden has released a Christmas message.
Even after 2,000 years, Christmas still has the power to lift us up, to bring us together, to change lives, to change the world. Speaks to all of us.
Today is also Hanukkah. It's only the fifth time in the last 114 years when the two holidays have fallen on the same day. The astronauts aboard the International Space Station are celebrating Christmas.
Of course, Christmas is Christ. Hallelujah. A Savior is born.
That's Butch Wilmore, one of the two astronauts who were supposed to come back to Earth months ago, but are still stuck up there waiting for a ride home. There was a problem with their Boeing spacecraft. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today on Christmas Day. Our high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a little patchy fog. Could get frosty with temperatures dropping into the low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open.
Oh, boy. The Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A neighbor tipped his hat to me this morning. The landlord even smiled and said good day. And I want you to know, a stranger said hello. Christmas can't be far away. Old night walk down the street is buying candy to pass out to the neighbor kids at play. The town is on the go, the weatherman said snow. Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on our block have all been saving, and now they're hiding things and looking sly. Mom will get that special she's been craving, and Dad'll get his usual Christmas tie. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air, you feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away. The small fry on our block have all been saved. And now they're hiding things and looking sly. Mom will get that special she's been craving, and Dad'll get his usual Christmas time. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air, you feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away. Christmas can't be far away. There were no presents, there was no tree. From the sky there came a glow, one Christmas Eve long ago. shopping malls, no flashing lights, just one big star to fill the night. The light of love began to grow one Christmas Eve so long ago. That's how I feel it down in my soul, much more than silver and more than gold. So far beyond mere words to say, the gift of love was ours on that first Christmas day. No decorations, no fancy lights. He came in silence on that holy night. That's how it was. Somehow I know one Christmas Eve long ago. No decorations that I could see. There were no presents. There was no tree. That's how it was. Somehow I know one Christmas Eve long ago. One Christmas Eve so long ago. One Christmas Eve.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants, three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, this is Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy here, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Memories, the kind you always keep.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pope Francis is delivering his annual Christmas Day Urbi et Orbi address.
Let's not fail to express our gratitude
to those who spend themselves
quietly and faithfully in doing
penso ai genitori,
good and in serving others.
Agli educatori,
I think of parents,
agli insegnanti.
Educators.
The Pope called for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine and a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He called the humanitarian crisis in Gaza extremely grave and demanded the release of the remaining hostages. President Biden called for peace between Americans in his Christmas message.
Too often we see each other as enemies, not as neighbors, not as fellow Americans. So my hope this Christmas season is that we take a few moments of quiet reflection, find that stillness in the heart of Christmas, and look at each other. It's who we really are, fellow Americans.
Mr. Biden says even after 2,000 years, Christmas still has the power to lift us up and bring us together. Today is also Hanukkah.
In Germany, preparations were underway to celebrate Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, which begins at sundown on Christmas this year.
CBS's Leah Mishkin. This is only the fifth time in the last 114 years when Hanukkah and Christmas have fallen on the same day. At least 30 people may have died when an Azerbaijan Airlines flight bound for Russia crashed in Kazakhstan. The BBC's Paul Moss has the latest.
We know that this plane was supposed to be heading for the Chechen capital, Grozny, but was diverted due to fog. Now, the initial evidence suggests that...